Province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
The safety of whistleblowers has come into question. Political parties have been reacting to the death of Marius van der Merwe, who testified at the Matlanga Commission last month. As witness D, he pointed the finger at suspended Ekurhuleni Metro Police Deputy Chief Julius Mkhwanazi, accusing him of ordering a murder cover-up. Van der Merwe was shot dead outside his home in Brakpan last night. Police have launched a manhunt for the suspects. Meanwhile, MK Party spokesperson Nhlamulo Ndlela says the incident is a clear betrayal of justice.
This assassination is nothing else but a damning indictment on the government's persistent failure to protect witnesses and whistleblowers. Now, as MK Party, we have called for comprehensive measures for witnesses and whistleblowers who courageously come forward in matters of national importance.
DA leader John Steenhuisen says officials need to double their efforts to bring the perpetrators to book.
But also to ensure that the work of the Matlanga Commission ensures that those who've been responsible for terrible acts around policing, politicization of our police services and security services are brought to justice.
In a statement, the ANC says van der Merwe's death is a setback to ongoing efforts to strengthen the criminal justice system. The EFF has meanwhile called for robust witness protection measures for those testifying before the commission. Back home, a man has drowned after getting into difficulty while swimming at a Durban beach. Emergency services responded to the incident at New Beach this morning. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says lifeguards and Metro Police were already at the scene.
Paramedics assessed the man, however, he showed no signs of life and was declared deceased at the scene. ALS paramedics would like to urge people to please be cautious this festive season and be responsible. Swim in designated areas and be careful of the ocean's current. Please obey the lifeguards and please do not swim under the influence of any substance or alcohol. At this stage, the events leading up to the drowning is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
And abroad, Sri Lanka has unveiled a major compensation package to rebuild homes damaged by a deadly cyclone. More than 600 people have died, with another 214 missing and feared dead. President Anura Kumara Dissanayake has called it the country's most challenging natural disaster. Officials say more than 2 million people have been affected. Survivors will be offered up to 549,000 rand to buy land in a safer location and build a new house. The government's also offering nearly 60,000 rand as compensation for each person killed or permanently disabled. Meanwhile, on the weather front back home, Western KZN is under a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms. They're accompanied by heavy downpours, damaging winds, large amounts of small hail and excessive lightning. Otherwise, moderate rains expected in parts of KZN tomorrow. Durban and Ulundi reach a high of 24 degrees, Newcastle 28, Ladysmith 26, Richards Bay and Moy River 25, Pietermaritzburg 21, Margate and the Berg 23 and 22 for Kokstad. Morning swells are reaching 1.5 meters at the Durban beach, with sunrise at 12 minutes to 5. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.